Okay, today's daf is daf Laban Aleph. We got up to the second line, the question of whether you needed a mamish atvila, or since according to Rabbi Yehuda, the way Rashi was learning, or even according to the Rabbanon, according to the way other Rishonim were learning, you're in somebody's life. I'm afraid, yeah, right here, this is free. Yeah, no, this is here, it's free. Somebody's way. He's not going to make it through. Right, so the question was whether the tefillah is mamish a tefillah of chol dinei tefillah to require chatzitz if it's only there in order to be a zikaron that he should be perished between yeshana should be yaday. And the last thing we said was called the token rabbonot kin diraisa to, and therefore it has to be that it has the same din. Now the mice in terms of the takon of this tefillah, this is what Rashi learns. The sugya, the others learn it differently. We know that we have a big machloikas elsewhere. Rashi learns this is not dependent on that machloikas. We have a big machloikas in general whether the iser of knisa lemigdash would include even an iser of putting in, let's say, an arm. So if you're a partial bia, partial knisa lemigdash, is that considered to be a bia completely or not? Rashi learns the shiloh of here is irrelevant. Whatever the din is over there, the gabi, the halacha of a tvila that we're making only because of a takona of knisa, because we want you to remember any, this is a continuation of previous sugi, we want you to remember any tumi yashana that was biyotra. Were they machmir on this tefillah, even the gabi bia b'mikdash? Whatever, I mean, there are many who ask Rashi, what's laf kamina? If lamais has a dinner bia, the gabi knisa, then has a dinner bia, the gabi the tefillah. If not, not. You have to learn that the question over here is whether maybe once they were misakin tefillah, if yod bia b'mikdash is a lot of shma bia, nonetheless were misakin, that there should be, because it's only an element of zikar, and we're worried maybe you'll continue going. So maybe they were mitakin tefillah even for this. Omar lay, is what's the shayla? That's the whole point over here. Bonot yochichu shein bia b'miksat v'tanya mitzora tovel v'omeh b'shar niknar. Wasn't that the whole idea? How do we get onto the sugya? The mitzera has to be tovel despite the fact that he's really tahor at this point, because he was already tovel yesterday. So why does he need to be tovel? Because of the takon of this tefillah of knisa l'mikdash. Fine. So the point is, I understand, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold to that tefillah. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, if he was already tovel yesterday, so then there's no problem. But still, this is how Tosfos understands. We still bring a riot from one to the other. In other words, if l'maisa, we see, according to Chachamim or Chaylik, so then the din over here of tefillah for a mitzera is even on bia b'mikdash. There's no reason to suppose that according to Rabbi Yehuda, bia b'mikdash would be any different for his time of tefillah, right? It's true. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if someone was tevel, he doesn't need this tefillah. But the Rabbanan who hold Adarab and mitzera b'davka needs tefillah, even though he was tevel the night before, because he's the one that is rogel and tuma, and therefore we're afraid that he wasn't properly zahir. So then, according to them, what would be the din over here? That's the whole point. They have to be table. Why do they have to be table? They're not going in. They're only putting their fingers in through Shar Niknar to get Shemin and Dam from the Asher Mitzayir. Of course, that was the whole thing. It was Lishkas Mitzrayim. What have we been talking about? That's the Lishkas Mitzrayim was in order that they should be able to do tefillah before. So clearly, you see that bia b'mikdash is shema tefillah, much more bia l'gabe this tefillah. Iboyla. Let me ask you something else. Suppose he has no intention of going in, but he wants to do aveda. He's going to do aveda. How will he do aveda without going in? Makes a long knife. Make a very long knife. You stand outside. The Gemara Dashin's elsewhere that it says midah ben abakar lifnei Hashem, that the ben abakar is lifnei Hashem, but not the kain lifnei Hashem. Can be outside of the azara problem. Nonetheless, he can do shchita. There's no dinner. Shchita is not an aveda. It's not going to be bustling. So now he doesn't intend to go in. If he doesn't intend to go in, maybe bechol there's no takon of its usher to be nichnas unless you're taiva. And the truth is, says the Gemara, this question could be asked according to both shitas of the dinat tefillah. Tiboyla ben Zema. We can ask this shayla according to ben Zema, who holds that the chiev of tefillah is a diraisa because it's a kal v'chaymer from the din of the tefillah on Yom Kippurim of the Kohen Gadol, who even though he's only being mishane from a mokaim of one level of kedusha, mokaim of another level of kedusha, both of them are nisikaras of tane. Nonetheless, the Torah is mechayev you to be tevel, salakas kama v'kama, somebody who's coming in from Chol El HaKodesh, for sure requires Tefillah. It's a Tefillah D'oraisa, because the Kavach HaKodesh is Nitali Darish. So that means that you would think, L'chaira, that the answer is simple. It's not simple, according to them, nor is it simple, both according to Ben Zoma, and Tivoy El Rabban, and the Pligya Alei the Rebbe Yehuda. You have the same question. According to the Rabbanan who argue on Rebbe Yehuda, and let us assume at this moment that those Rabbanan, remember we have a Machlokes Rishonim, what do the Rabbanan Ruchelik and Rebbe Yehuda hold? Do they hold against the Mishnah, which is the Pashas where Rashi ties this learn, and they hold that there's no Tefillah Bechlal except for a Mitzayra? Or do they hold the way the Rambam seems to hold that they hold, which is that no, of course they agree to the Mishnah, but in a case where there was a Tefillah the night before, so then you don't have to go in, as opposed to Rebbe Yehuda. Unless it's a Mitzayra. Mitzayra you do have to go in, as opposed to those who depends on. So you can ask this according to the Rabbanan as well, that it's only a din in Tumi Yashana. Because you can ask like this. You could say, Tiboy le Ben Zayma. Look, Ben Zayma has a din of Tefillah Mini Rites, but obviously, Ad Kan Lo Mechaye Ben Zayma Le Gavoy, Ava Le Varoy Lo. We never brought a Kal V'Chomer to prove that anyone who is Eved has to be Tevah. We brought a Raya that is doing Maisev, not Mamish and Aveda, Shkit is not an Aveda. But we never brought a Raya that if you're standing outside, that you need to be Tevah. We only brought a raya. If you're going inside over here, the man has no intention of going in. He's using a sakina ruka. So what's the problem? So maybe you don't need tefillah. On the other hand, I can taina that even aliba the rabbanon that are pakolik on Rabbi Yehuda, hatkan like a ram rabbanon hasam. Until now, where did the rabbanon say either that you're not mechuyev tefillah at all, or in the case we were tevil the night before, you're not mechuyev tefillah by going in? That's dafk if you were not just walking in. He didn't say anything about doing the aveda. But in a case where you're going to be Aveda, maybe he would agree that in a case where your mom is going to do a mice of Aveda, so over there already they were more machmer. Shouldn't you tell me he's doing? You want to be maskir and tuma yishana shabiyadai, even under all circumstances, and not necessarily only for the mitzayra. That sheet in the Rabban and Rechalik. Remember, we have three sheetas. We have our Mishnah, which is mischalik into two sheetas. Just where I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, because we had the whole Shabbos, maybe you forgot the sheet. The sheetas, remember like this. The Mishnah says, anybody who's nichlas la'azara is mechuyev in tefillah. Ein adam nichlas la'azara in ken tevah. Even though it says in the Mishnah la'aveda, but we saw that the Yerushalmi says it's la'adavka la'aveda. Taisus is mechiyach, and it's impossible in la'adavka la'aveda. It means bichlal. That we see from the sugya. Obviously, it can't mean la'aveda. So there we had two explanations. The Gemara said one explanation was Ben Zayma, who learned it out of a kal v'chaymer from the tefillah of a kohen gadol yom kippur. If he's meshana mi beged lebeged, he requires tefillah koshken. If he's meshana mi bigdei chol coming in from chul. The other man Yoma is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's only a srach tefillah min rabbana. Kidei laskira to me yishana shabiyadai v'yifrei. Make sure if he realizes it, well, Yom, he's not going to be doing the avay. Then we had the rabbana that were chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda in the brisa, and also in the Mishnah and Midah. We raised for a moment maybe those two different shitas, and Rabbi Yosef said no, it's the same shita. What that shita is a machlokes rishonim. Either they hold it bechlal, there never was a gzeira of tefillah, never no takon of tefillah before kedisa into the azara. Or they hold there's a takon of tefillah, but not in a case we were told the night before, except for a mitzvah. Mitzvah, but dafka, there was a takon. Okay, so now our question is like this. That tefillah, is it a din dafka in knisa, or is it a din in aveda? Koshiken. In other words, if they were metakin, the tefillah, even if you're just walking in, shalor letzarchi aveda, is koshiken, if you're going to be going in, not going to be going in, but going to be doing aveda. That's the question. Where's the dafka din in knisa lemikdash? So that remains, says the Gemara, adyom aloshna, take. That remains now a teku. Some learn, in fact, that's the Rambam's. The Rambam is basing his psak on this teku. Rambam seems to be seiser. He seems to, unless he holds that mitzayr, because he says it's only for mitzayr, because he's a ragyo. But maybe that's the point, because there he talks about aveda specifically. Aveda, based on this teku, everybody requires. What's the double teku? For both of them. Yeah, exactly. It's not a solution. Why are we looking for solutions? Your attitude is always, let's find a solution. The Gemara's attitude is, let's find a problem. we're creating a virtual reality. In order to be aimed on the nature of the tefillah, that's always the derech of the Gemara. It's not important. Remember, it could be you have aliens chasing you. You remember, if aliens chase you, they tell you, if you don't use the sakina ruka, we're going to take you up to our spaceship and do terrible experiments on you. You wouldn't use the sakina ruka. So what's the problem?
You see the same money back, and you see the same money back, by the way. You have to catch a
What's the problem? Yeah, that's right. They'll do the whole thing. I mean, what you want like better cases? He has a video camera up against him. He's watching the video. With, I can't have a mice. What are you always so worried about the mice? We're not talking about a serious situation. We're trying to be aimed on the nature of tefillah. Chomesh tefillahs. Chomesh tefillahs v'asara kiddushin tevel kain gadol on that day. Tana Rabbana. The Brisa now brings it out more strong. Chomesh tefillahs v'asara kiddushin tevel kain gadol mekadosh bo bayom. So we know that there were five tefillahs. We'll see. We darshan this from the pasuk. Four at least. One of them could be is only darshaned keben zema from the kal v'chomer. Right. So it's gemiri. Gemara will say later gemiri the chomesh tefillah. Shad is what does gemiri mean? Some learn gemiri means gemiri, including the kal v'chomer of ben zema. So we also have the diak of the Torah where it says v'lovash v'rachatz. Others learn gemiri. That could be the four. Four of them are gemiri. One of them which is a takana. But the bottom line is we have a total of chomesh tefillahs. Hasara kedushim. We'll see where we learn that from. The kohen gadol has to be tevel and mekadosh on that day. The kulan bekadosh bebeit haparva. We know on the roof of the beit haparva there was a mokum for the kohen gadol to be tevel. That was the mokum kadosh. Tosfos remember learns. We spoke about this before that the beit haparva had to be on the same level. That was his approach. Beit haparva had to be on the same level as the azara because in order for it to be kadosh bekedushas azara, so it couldn't have been in the air because the gagas were leinis kadosh. Remember, I brought you other terutzim earlier that only time we say gagas leinis kadoshu is if it wasn't built in the airspace of the azara, something that was added after the original binyan. Since the airspace of the azara is kadosh, doesn't have a din of a gag. It has to be something in the airspace. That's how others are mataris. The reason that I'm bringing it up here, not besides the fact that here's where Tosfos discusses it, we discussed it a lot earlier when we first talked about Pesach Arva, is that the elevation of the mikveh now becomes central to the next piece of Gemara. So if the gaga parva is on the same level of the azara, you will now understand why we're not concerned about the hydraulic pressure in the beit haparva because it was on the same level of the azara. However, the other mikveh was on top of the shahar hamayim. Remember, that was a mikveh that was bechol. Now the question is, how the heck did we get water from a mayan to the top of a shahar of the beis hamikdash? And that's a problem. So here's what the Gemara now is going to be mendak. So chutz mirishona shaita bechol agabei shahar hamayim ubitzad lishkato haita. Remember, we had a machlokes earlier with a bitzad. There are two ways of looking at it. Bitzad lishkato was either lishkat beit haftinas or was lishkat farhedrin. There's two ways of learning this. Omer Abaye. So here is where Abaye wants to be medayik the question of the hydraulic pressure. We know that the water from to the shahar hamayim was brought through pipe from ein itim. Ein itim, Rashi says, is undoubtedly Mei Neftoach, which, of course, what do you expect? In honor of the Daf Yomi, the Ynet just had, on Friday, Erev Shabbat, just had a whole article on Mei Neftoach, a video, so you can go see Manitoba, exactly where it's located and somewhere. They claim it's located, anyway. What's that? It's a very significant issue because Mei Neftoach is the place of the Gvul where the Gvul splits in all directions. Basically, that's how Rashi is Gufa Medayik, but it must be Mei Neftoach. Because since we find, no, since the Shiloach was used for the pipe in the Azorah itself, this is something that's got to reach. It has to reach the top of the Shahar HaMayim. And that's about what we're going to be Medayik now. Says Abaye, from here you see that the elevation of Ein Itim must have been 23 Amot above the ground level of the Azor. So it's got to be the Neitim Gavor Mikarka Azor Esrim Misholosh Amot. Ditznan Kolap Tachim Shah Yushan. We know that the height of the entranceway into the Azor was Esrim Amot, 20 Amos. That's what's important to us. Rochban Esr Amos. Okay. Chutz Mishel Ulam. Now, what's important to us, though, is that a mikveh that is built on top of something that's 20 amas high ends up being 23 amas high of water level. Because we darshan erbatani v'rachatz bisaro b'mayim. So we darshan, that means b'mayim, zdafka b'mei mikveh. Bisaroi, so that's the rachatz, kol bisaroi, as it needs to be now, because it says rachatz b'mayim. Es kol bisaroi is a lashon of the pasuk. Rachatz b'mayim es kol bisaroi means that it has to be mayim. So in other words, the Torah is not telling me stam that the Basar has to be muchnas, because that we learned, we'll see, we saw earlier from Es Basarai. Everything, even Sarai, needs to be nichnas. So the Lashon of Basarai is to tell me that the shear of the mikveh has to be that which you could immerse your body in all at one time. V'kama hein, what is that? Am This means that you need a minimum of an amma squared by 3 ammas in height. You need 3 cubic ammas. So you'll say, and that's for Shiru Chachomim. We did that, if you remember, by breaking it up into the Etzbo'ot, also finding out that it equals exactly Arba'im Sa'am. So now the question is like this. You can ask, who's to say that the mikveh was dafka an amma ala amma? Maybe it was 3 ammas by 1 amma high. So that Tosfos asks. Tosfos says that it's unlikely that we made a mikveh that the Kohen had to start schlepping now, lie down in, and so on. Because everything that we did, we see later, is in order to make life easier on the Kohen Gadol. If we put the mikveh on top of the Shaar HaMayim, it must be that it was an easy mikveh to get into. We didn't have to bend, and so we would get into it and come out of it, right? So if that's the case, that means that the water level had to get all the way up to 23 amot. It needs to be 3 amos high above the level of the shaar. And of course, the Gemara is going to ask, what about the ceiling? And the ceiling and the flooring takes up space. Yeah. Okay, that we'll talk about in a moment. But let's assume that somehow or other the mikvah was mamish on top of the shaar. So you would need at least 23 amos in order to get the water pressure high enough to be able to pipe it up to come up to the top of the shaar HaMayim. You can't get water higher unless you're going to pump it, but then you can't use it as the mine for the mikveh. So therefore, there's no way to get the water up higher than the source of the water, which means that the source of the water must have been 23 amos higher. Since we know that the water for the Beis HaMikdash was brought from Ein Yitam, and Lamaisa the Gemara Darshins elsewhere, Bein Ktefav Shachein means just like a shore, the shoulders go up and the neck comes out from the middle. So the Beis HaMikdash was not in the highest place in the area. The Beis HaMikdash was the equivalent of the neck of the shore. And the Chanaim is that. That's the Tzavarech. The Tzavarech is lower than the shoulders. The shoulders is lift up. So there you have water that comes at the level of the shoulder. The height of the difference between the Shaar HaMayim is from the Azor, rather, to Lifta is 23 amas. So that way, above the Azor, you have 20 amas of door space, an additional 3 amas of water. It's 23 amas above the Azor level. Well, you have to be able to contain the pressures. I'm going to be enough to aqueduct it. Are you kidding? You know what kind of structures there were here? That brought water all the way from Hebron. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So you're piping it.
The basic physics is that
the water pressure will bring the water up to the same. Yeah, but that's a gradation downwards. Here it's a gradation upwards. It needs to be piped. Right. You have to, otherwise, it'll just overflow. In other words, you need to contain it. So it'll go up, back up to where it was. Right. In order to get the pressure up, you have to be able to start from somewhere with this pressure. Yeah? Sorry?
Is this mikvah is considered full because it's on the shore?
Yeah, right. It wasn't Scottish.
Is the mikvah with the Mayan or the water tank?
Mayan. It came from Ein Yitam, which is a Mayan.
It kept on flowing.
Always there. What?
It kept flowing.
No, it won't go above that height. The water pressure controls it. Right? Okay, so now, the Maisa, by the way, we spoke about this earlier, Tosfos points out, three amas is not the height of a human being. You actually need more than 3 amas. It's 3 amas without a head, but we certainly want the Kohen Gadol to keep his head on. So normally, Tosfos talks about in cases where we're not dealing with the Mayan problem, that once you go into the mikveh, you'll raise the water level so that it'll be above your head. That's not going to help you over here because the water level won't raise if the pressure isn't higher. But Tosfos, you can also bend your head. You bend your head, okay, fine. And he brings the raya from the kuchin, the size of kuchin and kuchin. Say it. But again, we've spoken about this elsewhere. Let's just run through it now. So since we have now the 23 amas in height from between the Pesach and the top of the water, must be that Ein Yitam was 23 amas high. Asks the Gemara, but wait, I mean, the norm was that you have an ama for a tikra and you have an ama for a ma'aziva. So you always have now basically an amma. The normal construction is just use an amma to seal from underneath the level of the ceiling, and then you also have an area that you've strengthened with concrete and so on to support the next story. How come you didn't include that? So it'd be 25 amma, I said, should be, right? The answer is the Gemara. answers the Gemara that the Sha'arim, the Beis HaMikdash, given the Shishaninu, since the Sha'arim and the Beis HaMikdash were not made out of stone, they were made out of marble. So that means on the top of the shar, they were able to place a very thin marble slab which supported the mikveh. So the kimah de lo have amta. So b'mashu avdilu, they used a piece of shayish, which was a mashu, mashu meaning a small amount, in other words. And since it's only a mashu, I think Mar said, well, why didn't you tell me about that mashu? V'yikeh mashu. No, that doesn't bother me. Kimah de lo have amta lo chashivu. We're talking about approximately in terms of ames, but it's only 23.1 ames. I'm not going to talk about the point one, but Lomaisa, the main point that I'm making is 20. Whatever the thickness of the area above the shar is, that's what it was.
Could have made the underneath the mashu less than 20 amos.
No, but we know that kol ha-sharim were 20. They didn't make architectural differences between the various sharim. All the sharim were this height, 20 amos. That's a given. Yeah, that's what they call now the main haftar. I don't know whether that is the main haftar.
They call it right.
Yeah, but that can't be the gvul.
Right.
What do you mean? It can't possibly be the gvul of Binyamin Yehuda. That's Rashi's idea.
Rashi says,
yeah. Rashi assumes that it must be main haftar.
But why not?
Exactly. It's Rashi's assumption. The Gemara doesn't identify that. I said it's Rashi's assumption. Purser sadin shalbutz, and then they spread out the sadin. Maishna shalbutz, why dafka does the sadin, which was placed there for tzniut, why does it have to be made out of linen medafka? Kiryom rif kahana, kidei shiyakir shavadas hayom bebigdei but, hakinami shiyakir shavadas hayom bebigdei but. Now, before I explain that, I'd like you to look ahead in the Mishnah, because we're going to need to know this Mishnah B'chlal in order to understand the sugya properly. And there's a little bit of a problem, because this is what Rav Kahana is referring to, for us to be able to get to it. Take a look on Lamed Aleph and Amud Beis. We're skipping now in Mishnah, but just to take a look at this. Uba Kodesh Haita. So this is after the Avedis HaTomei, the Kteris, and so on, the Avedis of Koyom. They brought him now to the Beit HaParva. The Beit HaParva now was where the mikvah was, the Kodesh, right? Pirsu Sadin Shalbot Bein Olav Bein Ha'am. So now again, over here, for the Tfila, they shielded him from the people watching. And Kidesh Yad Varagla, Upashat. And please pay close attention to this, because we're going to need to understand this Machlokas in the Sugya. At that point, he was Bekadesh Yad Varaglov and took off his Big Day Zahav. Rabbi Meir says, no, he first took off the begadim, and then he was Bekadesh Yad HaVaraglav. That Machlokas, please remember. According to Rabbi Meir, we do the Pashat before the Kodesh, the Kiddush, and according to the Tanakhama, we do the Kiddush before the Pshit. Yorad V'Toval went down, and he was Teval, Alav and Istapek, came back up, and dried himself off. Evi Elo Bigdei Lavan. Now let's take a look at our mission. Pashat, Yorad, V'Toval, Allah, before we get to that. Where did Rav Kahana say, it says, Kiri Yomer Rav Kahana. Where did Rav Kahana say, Kidei Shiyakir, Shabbat, say, Yom Bigdei Bud? Rav Kahana said it on that mission. So therefore, we can say the same thing over here. The Tosus asks the obvious question, but it's a little bit weird. Why did Rav Kahana wait until that mission? Then we have to analyze it. Should be this mission. I mean, why didn't we have the question originally? Let Rav Kahana have said it on this mission. The Tosus says the weirdest thing. Tosus says that Rav Kahana felt it was unnecessary to say it on the Reish. As the Reish is the Dover Pasha. Since he's taking off his Big Day Chol, so his first reaction is, it's almost automatic. Every single day that he took off his Big Day Chol, he would put on in Shemayna Begane. So obviously, you want to put on now the boots to remind him. There's only one problem. He was supposed to put on in Shemayna Begane.
The first time.
He's going to be doing the Aveda Tzayim of the Talmud. He's going to be wearing the Big Day Chol. What exactly does this mean? So that at the beginning of the day, you should remember that later on in the day, he's going to be using Big Day Love? Fine, so the main time to do it is later, but after not now.
No, but now he's starting his day in Big Day, his regular Shemona Begadim. Mm-hmm.
But he's going to be going in to take off those Shemona Begadim.
Okay, but now he should already be, his mindset.
Okay, fine, he's attuned, I mean, but that does his point is that he should, his norm is to put on the Shelo Yitav Yilbash Kol Shemona Begadim Kedar Kfaris B'chol. What do you mean, Kedar Shelo Yitav? That's what he's supposed to be doing. I mean, the text is very strange. No? The chat is like this. If you take a look at Tysus, I believe this, but Tysus is very, very unclear. Kedeshi Yakir, he says over there. Ulekach pirsu bigdei boots in the middle of the taisu. Kidei sheha yakir shehayom ein lo lilvosh bigdei boots in bigdei azahav ela bifnei atzma. That's very weird. You shouldn't be wearing the bigdei boots together with the bigdei zav. What does that person mean? I think the pshat is very posh. Normally he wears bigdei kohen hedyot in addition to the arba bigdei zav. So his norm would be, therefore, to put on the begadim of today, and it'll be loivesh the bigdei boots together with the bigdei zav. In which case he won't be yotze because he's going to be wearing an avnet that's not kosher. So possible is avoda because this avnet is made out of boots. Normally the avnet of the kohen gadol is made out of kelayim. So since to make it clear to him that the avnet is hayyim is gadol, and not that he should take the bigdei boots together with this bigdei zav. So right now it's very important for him to realize don't put on the white begadim that you did. The white begadim is for avodas hayyim. Now if right now you're going to be dressing your shmeina begadim, then put on the normal Shmaya Begad. And not the Big Day Boots together with Big Day Zav. That's what he seems to be saying. I have no idea what you said, but it sounded like the opposite. You should not wear his big day boots. Your standard big day kuhuna, your four big day kohen hedyot. Assuming that I got neto shor kohen hedyot, I'm calling it kohen hedyot. Exactly, because there's three. Well, I mean, it depends. But it depends if you hold it to what the avneta shor kohen hedyot is. Loza avneta shor kohen gadol. It's dependent on that machloek. Whether there were three completely different sets of begadim. But one thing's for sure: the kohen gadol's big day lava were definitely avneta was kilay. That's a given. Nobody's chaylik on that. Shailas whether a kohen hedyot. That's what I'm saying. The language to call it big day kohen hedyot. That's a machloek that we saw earlier. But definitely a kohen gadol's begadim shmeina begadim includes an avneta of kilay. Therefore, shouldn't put on his big day boots. It sounds very much of a stretch, but the lashon of Taisa is very, very strange lashon.
So, it's hard to,
because you should remember that boots is miyuchet for the yom. That's what Taisa is saying. You should remember, even according to you, we have to say that. Why are we putting boots now if he's putting on big days on? That's what you said. You yourself say. Ask yourself that question. That's not a question. Because now it's obvious, because otherwise he's going to get into trouble if we don't remind him now. Later he thought it was a chiddush. If he's coming already to take off his big days off, we have to remind him. What is he, crazy? He just walked in here to take off the begadim. What do we got to remind him for? Kavash run, nonetheless, we use boats over there. No, it's what do we need to create another problem for when he can't possibly use big day boots? You're not reading the thesis correctly. Okay, later. Fine. So now we're going to need our president to take the place of our dear Sabba Josh, who's at a simcha, and he will introduce the Mishnah with. Okay. Pashat Yorad V'Taval. So he took off his clothes, went down, was tevil, alav and istaved, came back up and dried himself off. Why does he need to dry himself off? That's the shayla. Is this a practical issue or is it a halacha? The Rambam brings it to halacha. He has to dry off. Why is that? So David just came up with a brilliant solution. If he doesn't dry off, it'll be a chatzitza between his skin and the bag. There's only one problem. We said earlier that liquid isn't chaitis. Big Day Kuni, we're talking about the blood. He said liquid isn't chaitis. Although there are some achrayim that say it's chatzitza. However, there is a gemara that says that you can't have air between your bag and the skin. It'll be on your skin, right on your skin. So in the water would be just as bad as air. It wouldn't be touching against your skin. Okay. There's a lot of different explanations to why they would need. Others say he's going to end up being nene from the nene for himself on Yom Kippur from the water. It's Yom Kippur. So maybe then already he's not doing it in terms of the tefillah. If he's leaving it on him, then he's being nene from rechitza. All kinds of fascinating. Why does it say he needs to dry himself up? The Mishnah couldn't have let us use our imagination. Of course he'll dry himself up. But no, it's halacha to dry himself up. Yeah, of course, we should have used a vacuum and one of those blower things. A viola big day zav. So at this point, he takes the big day zav, the lavash, the kidesh yadav arakal. Now here's where we get into the problem. Notice that the Kiddush out of a Raglav did not occur by the Pshit. Parshat Yared V'Tava, there were no Kiddush out of a Raglav. That's what we, that's why I wanted you to see the next mission, the Chloikis with the Mayor and the Chachamim. Hevilo et HaTamid, now they bring in the Tamid, which is of course not Avedis Yom HaKippurim, which is why he's wearing his big day Zahav. Kiratso, we know that Kiratso means that he did only the minimum necessary for Shkita, which is Rove of the Katan and the Veshet, because he had to jump quickly to go ahead and grab now the Dam. So he needed to be, somebody else needed to be Mirik Akar Shkita Yoda. Somebody else completes the Shkita. Meanwhile, he's jumped and he gets the coast to be Makabala Dam. So he's Kibbalah Saddam. He does the Zrika. Nichlas La'akter Kteris Shel Shachar, which is also the daily Kteris, not Kteris Yom HaKippurim. Ula Hetivas HaNeiris. We're going to have to understand what is this referring, because the Shtei Neiris is the Chomesh Neiris. The Kteris Lechera was after the Chomesh Neiris. So why doesn't it mention the Chomesh Neiris first? Okay, we'll talk about that. Ula Hetivas HaNeiris. Ula Akriv. And then he goes to the Rosh Vesevorim. And he brings, of course, his Chavitim. He brings the Yayin. It's interesting.
Why?
Because it doesn't mention the Mincha. Why does it only mention the Yayin? Why not mention the Mincha itself? So some learn the Mincha is included in the Chavit. The Chavit means, and whatever Menachos has to bring. Kterish shel Shachar Aitakriva bin Dam Le'Evorim, which does not mean what it seems to mean. It just means, looking at it from the Tamid's point of view, forget for a moment the other question. Let's forget the relationship to the Neiris. But just in terms of the Tamid, we know that we are machalic between the Evorim and the Halos Evorim and the actual Shkita and Zrika. So that means that the Kterish shel Shachar was between the Dam and Evorim. Shel Bein Arbayim Bein Evorim and the Sechim. Again, we're going to derive all that from Sukkim later in the Sukkim. Imayako in Zakein. Kohen Gadol Zakein Oyes. If this Kohen Gadol was old, he couldn't take cold, or he was very sensitive. Mechamim lo chamim. So what we do is, from Erev Yom Kippur, we would have a large store of hot water, and we would pour it into, mix it with the water on Yom Kippur, and metilon l'toch atzonen k'tei sh'tafikzin. At least it wouldn't be freezing cold. It would be lukewarm water. Try it one day. Amru rabbanan kameda refach. Did you ever try going into the Arizal's mikveh in the middle of the summer? Amur Rabbana Kameda Rav Papa. So the Talmidim of Rav Papa said to Rav Papa, you know what? Hadalok Rabbi Meir. Seems that our Mishnah is like, not like Rabbi Meir in the next Mishnah. Because the Rabbi Meir, if it's going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, our assumption was that since Rabbi Meir says in the next Mishnah that the Rabbonin say over there that you have to do first the Kiddush and then you do the Pshita, right? He says no, you do the Pshita before the Kiddush. The Mashma'ut to us was that means that both Kiddushin are being done for the Levisha. Because if one of the Kiddushin was being done on the Pishah Begadim, so then why wasn't it done the way the Chachamim say? To do it before, the same way we do on the Levisha, right? Therefore, we, based on that assumption, which we're going to question in a moment, but based on that assumption, that I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, the Kiddush that comes after the Hefshet of Begadim, your original Begadim, is being done as an introduction to the Tefillah for the act of Levishas HaBegadim later. So according to him, why don't we have another Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim here? Bishleib, according to Rabbanan, and I understand we're not going to do a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim on taking off your Levi's if you're wearing Big Day Chol. But according to Rabbi Meir, why don't we do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim on the Levisha of the Shemayna Begadim? Because according to him, both Kiddushim are for the Levisha. Is this clear? According to Rabbi Meir, the Kiddush comes after you take off your Levi, which means it's not for the purpose of your Big Day Chol. It must be for the Levisha. Good, so then why don't you have two Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? Here it says, Lavash V'Kiddush. Does it say Kiddush V'Lavash V'Kiddush? Does it say Kiddush V'Taval V'Kiddush V'Lavash? No, I mean V'Lavash V'Kiddush. Apparently it's Shalok Rabbi Meir. Dear Rabbi Meir, given the Yomer Trei Kiddush Alevisha, this is what the Rabbanan of Rabbi Meir's yeshiva held, that Rabbi Meir must hold, that both Kiddushim on and Alevisha V'Lohu. Hachinami, even in this case where you're taking off your Big Day Chulin, but still, you're being Loivesh now, on the Levisha, the Big Day Lava. So given the Omer Trei Kiddush HaLevisha Avidlu, Hachinami Lavi Trei Kiddush HaLevisha. Why isn't he doing in the Mishnah a Kiddush before the Tefillah? Amalahu Rav Papa said to the Talmidim, you don't understand Rabbi Meir Shita, my dears. Bein L'Rabbon and Bein L'Rabbi Meir. Wasn't a machlokes about whether the Kiddush Yadayim, the first Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, was on the Levish or on the Pshita. Everybody's made that one is for the Pshitas Begadim, a Pshita, and then of course it's a Pshita, it needs to be Big Day Kiddush, not Big Day Chol, and the other one was a Levish of Big Day Kiddush, correct? The only machlokas is in understanding what the nature of the drush of the Pasuk is. But everybody's made that you're definitely doing one for the Kiddush, one for the Pishut, and one for the Levisha. The machlokas is Achabaka Maflagit. They're arguing in the following parts. It says, Uba Aaron Elel Meyeh, Upashat, Espigdei Abad. And then it says, Virachatz, Espisaroi Bamayim, Vilavash, Et Bigadav. Okay, so what do we have? Upashat, Virachatz, Vilavash. So Rabbi Meir Savar, okay, this means that the Torah is putting together the Rechitza of the Pshita for the Rechitza of the Levisha. Radashling, Pashat, Rachatz, Rachatz, Lavash. So that means, just like Levisha, you first do the Levisha, V'achar kach mikadesh. Later on, the Gemara is going to explain how do we know that. So you always do the Levisha first, and then you do the Kiddush. So the Torah is comparing the Pshita to the Levisha. Af Pshita, you have to say the same thing. It's true, taking off your clothes. You first take off your clothes, and then you're mikadesh. Rabbanan Savrei, Makish Pshita Levisha. I agree with you. It's absolutely a hekish, but what is the hekish telling us? That Malavisha Kishahu Lavush Mikadesh, just like you do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim while you are dressed in your Big Day Kadesh, Af Pshita Kishahu Lavush Mikadesh. You have to do the Kiddush while you're dressed. So if you're taking off your clothes, that means that you have to do the Kiddush first, because otherwise you won't be dressed by definition. It has nothing to do with what reason you're doing the Kiddush. Everybody agrees the first Kiddush is for the previous Begadim, the second Kiddush is for the new Begadim. Therefore, whether you hold of Rabbi Meir or you hold of the Chachami, the first Kiddush in this case is Big Day Chol, and therefore doesn't appear. There's no first Kiddush, because Big Day Chol don't demand Kiddush. So you only get to the Kiddush after you put on the Shmona Begadim, the Kohen Gadol, which is not a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachami. Everybody agrees that the second Kiddush is after Levisha. The Mishnah is going everybody. Has nothing to do with our sugya. Omer le Rabbanu Rabbah said his Talmidim to him, that's impossible. The way you're learning the sugya, it's impossible. Mi mati dam redachi. How can you say such a thing? Vatanya, the Brice explains, Porsu sadin shalbutz beino lebeina'a, pashat viarad v'taval, alav v'nistapeg, heviu lo bigdei zahav, v'lavash, kideish yadav raglav, which is fine, that's like our Mishnah. But the Brice adds the following, Rebbe Meir Oimer, pashat v'kideish, and what are you going to do about that? Pashat v'kideish yadav raglav, viarad v'taval, v'alav v'nistapeg, heviu lo bigdei zahav, v'lavash, v'kideish yadav raglav. It means, according to Rabbi Meir, there was a Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim on the act of the Pshita of Big Day Chol. Is that possible? The only way to understand it is that indeed the way we were saying it, that I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, you need to do a Kiddush before the Tefillah for the Levisha, and after the Levisha for the Levisha. But they're both for the Levisha. Therefore, the Mishnah is clearly not Rabbi Meir. The Brisa says it to Farish. Rabbi Meir's approach to this Mishnah would have been that you need to have a Kiddush before the Tefillah. Not a Kiddush on the Pshita, but a Kiddush on the Levisha. Because otherwise, what happened to the Kiddush Bari Rabbanan? What's wrong with you? We have to be talking about this case. That's the machlokas. Was there a Kiddush on the Pshita or not? Since we understand you can't have a Kiddush on the Pshita, be careful. It must be Rabbi Meir Holtz, the way we're saying. Amalu, no, I give up. Tanya, I can't argue on the Brice. I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with saying that that's the Pshat. I didn't say that you were wrong. I just said, don't tell me that that's necessarily the meaning of the Brice. The Mishnah. From the Mishnah, you could have learned it either way. If Lamaisa the Brisa says it, fine, it says it. But you still need to bring this Brisa. Don't come to me and tell me it's clear the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Meir. Who said? I agree with you. Now, as the Gemara, but wait a second. The whole time we've been talking about these magic 5 tefillahs and 10 kiddushin. Now it comes out, according to the Chachamim, there's only 9 kiddushin. Because you don't do one in the beginning. So Bishleim and the Rabbi Meir, again, say according to Rabbi Meir, Haina the Mashkachas la Asara Kedushin. So you get Chatzara Kedushin, we have five Tfilas Asara Kedushin. And the Rabbanan, the five Tfilas have nine Kedushin, not ten Kedushin. So according to Rabbanan, Tisha Havu. But when you took off your Big Day Kiddush for the last time, and you put on your Big Day Chol, so therefore, according to us, not only but Rabbi Meir, because according to us, it's for the Pshita, which is why we didn't have the first one. So if it's for the Pshita, so you need a Pshita the last one. So therefore, we make it up. It's not five Tfilas and two Kiddushin with the five Tfilas. It's five Tfilas, nine Kiddushin with the two Tfilas, and then one that comes afterwards, the final Pshita. But Lamaisa boils down to ten Kiddushin. I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. It's literally Chamesh Tfilas and Asara Kiddushin. The Asara Kiddushin surround the two, the five Tfilas. So Kiposhit, Big Day Kiddush, or Love Big Dish, Love Big they call Ovid Leihasam. That's when we went ahead and we did the last of the Kiddushin. Omalei Abayla Rav Yosef, Bia B'mikza, Shema Bia Olof. Omalei, what do you mean? Bahayna Shechichu, Shein Bia B'mikza. V'tanya, clearly, Mitzara Tovel V'amed B'shar Niknar, four of Bia B'mikza. Ibayla. Mao Shi Aseh Sakin Arukah V'yishchot. Does he need tefillah or not? Tiboyla ben Zema, Tiboyla Rabban and the Polagalay the Rebuta. Tiboyla ben Zema at Kanumich, I have ben Zema the Gavoy. Avalavaroylo, Odioma, Otilim Shuke. Listen, I mean, even if he's outside, you never know what's going to happen. He may, once he starts, he may walk in. Tiboyla Rabban and the Polagalay the Rebuta. At Kanumich, Rabban and Osim, the look of it, Aveda. Avalok, the Kavit, Aveda. Over there, everybody agrees you need it for Odioma. Loishna, take. Chomish tefilas ve'asara kiddushin tevel ton rabban. Chomish tefilas ve'asara kiddushin tevel kagadim kaddish bo bayom. And all of them except the first were bekadish bebeit haparva chutz b'rishona she'ita b'chol agav ishar amayim. U'betzad l'shkato ha'it omra abaye, very interesting thing from here. Shema min ha'initim gavo mikar kazara esrim v'shalosh amo. The tenan. Kol abdachim shayu sham govan esrim amo. Rokban esrim amo. Chutz b'shalula v'tanya v'rachat b'sero b'mayim b'mayim z'b'memei mikva kol b'sero is b'mayim shkol gufa elobem kamein ha'malam ha'brum shalish amais shi'aru chachamim mei mikva arbo himself. So therefore 23 amas the water has to come up. Ay v'yigam ha'tikr v'amam ha'ziva, which makes 25. No. Sh'orim l'beit ha'migdash kibit ha'shishaninu b'mashu avilu. What about ha'yika ha'ech mashu? No, that's not a problem. Kibit ha'aviyam talot chashivu. Pirsu sadin shel boots, maishra shel boots, kriyomer of Kahana, kide shiakish, avidus yom a big day boots later on, ochinami, shiakish, avidus yom a big day boots. Parshad yoran vitoval, olav and istapi, givilo, big day zahav, lavash, kide shed of raglob, evilo, tatamid, kratso, mirek, achish, kita yado, kibelas adam, zorako, nichnas, lakter, kashashak, like tibesaneris, ulahakibes aresh, vesevorim, veachavitim, vesayayim. Ktorat shel shachar hayta kreva meidan leivorim, shel bein arbayim bein eivorim lenesachim. Again, ignoring the neiros. Im haya kohen gadol zaken ha'istanis v'chaim lo chamin u'metilin l'toch hatzanen kidei shetafik tinatam. Amur rabbanu k'meder of papa l'lok Rabbi Meir. Di Rabbi Meir kivin dam atrei kedusha l'avisha avidlu zaken nami liyavet trei kedusha alavisha. Amur rabbanu papa, no, bein rabbanu bein Rabbi Meir chada pshita b'gdei kedush v'chad alavisha. Rabbi Meir sover makish pshita lelavisha. Ma lavisha lovesh v'achar kach mikadesh. Av pshita poshet v'achar kach mikadesh. Rabbanan sover, indeed, makish pshita lelavisha. But in this way, ma lavisha kishulavush mikadesh. Av pshita kishulavush mikadesh. So, therefore, Omer le Rabbanan of Papa, that's not a good shot, because we might have done it off. The price says, but it's not like that. Porsus ad inshaw boots ben olivina an. Porsha the yard of top of all of his tafing. He viewed a big day zov, a lovash, kiddish, out of Raglov. And here, Rabbi Meir Tainus, no, there's a missing kiddish. Porsha the kiddish, out of Raglov. The yard of the top of all of his tafing. He viewed a big day zov, a lovash, kiddish, out of Raglov. Amul, okay, give up. Itanya, tanya. So, Bishleim, Rabbi Meir, Hanat the Meshkachat Lazara Kiddushin. Ela Rabbanan Tisha Avi, Amlech Rabbanan Kedisha Basra, Kiposhet B'dei Kedesh, V'lofish B'dei Chol, Ovid Lei Hasan.